All right, Victor, low score of the day today for the tournament. How do you think it felt being able to wrap it up to finish out your collegiate career and go out that way?
Right, no, I mean, it was an awesome day. I think 65 is the lowest run of the tournament, so it was a fantastic day, really. It's a shame I didn't play my best the first few rounds, but, you know, I made up for it this last round, and I'm extremely pleased that I can finish my college career off this way.
At what point today did you feel like you could? This is a day that I could go low?
You know, I was feeling good this morning. You know, I knew I was going to shoot a low one, even on the range. Yeah, you know, I was just feeling good. I know myself. I know when I'm going to play well. And, you know, I got the start that I wanted. I started birdie-birdie, and, you know, as soon as I started birdie-birdie, I didn't really put a limit on things. I just tried to shoot as low as possible, and it was a 65, so, yeah.
Going through the day, did you have an idea how close you were to possibly grabbing the individual spot?
You know, no, I had no idea. I knew I had to shoot extremely low. You know, this morning I was thinking like 63 or something would make it. But no, I wasn't thinking about it, to be honest. I was just trying to shoot as good of a last round of my college career as I can. And, you know, it ended up only one kid beat me. That's going to go to nationals. So it was a good effort.
Just what are your thoughts on what could have been your last round of your collegiate career in Texarkana? You shoot a 65. What ends up being your last round, a 65. It seems like you were very determined to finish your career, your college career, very strong.
Right, no, I mean, I am, and I was. You know, and I'm just really happy that I could do it in a bit of a dramatic fashion. No, it's awesome. I mean, I just had a great time, and I tried my best, and that's all I did.
Touch briefly on your 4 years at Louisiana Tech, and let's be honest, the entire Tech record book has your name strewn across it. What are your thoughts on your career?
I mean, you know, from the very, very first time that I came over, you know, I'd never been in America before. You know, I just came to college for mainly golf, and it's been an awesome 4 years. It really has. I couldn't have asked for anything more, to be honest with you. You know, like I said a little while ago, you know, I've made so many friends in Ruston that I'm never going to lose contact with. I'll be lifelong friends with some of the people that I've met. It's just, it was an awesome time in my life. You know, they say college is the best years of your life, and I can see why they say that. Louisiana Tech was awesome. You know, I'm extremely pleased with how I played. You know, obviously, I came here to make history, and I did. Yeah, I don't really know what to add to that.
What are your thoughts on being able to bring your team? Now that you've done this individually, now you did it with the team. What are your thoughts on being able to be here with your team and have them see you finish that way?
It was fantastic. That's what I was saying, you know, when we won conference, that it was going to be so much more fun as a team. And it really was. It was an awesome time with the boys. We all had a great time this week. I know we didn't exactly accomplish what we wanted this week, but it was definitely a step in the right direction. We have set a new standard for Louisiana Tech. And I'm sure the boys will continue to improve the program. So awesome move all around.
We've talked a lot about what you've done in the past and setting history. The standard for the future has obviously been raised. What are your thoughts on where the team is going forward?
You know, we have some really good freshmen at the moment. You know, Jacob Wyatt played awesome this week. I'm so proud of him. You know, he was ahead of me the whole week until today. But I'm really proud of him. He played great, and I expect some good things out of him. And obviously Hunter back home is also a very good player, and we're getting a couple of good players in next year. So in my opinion, the program's in a great spot. I think there's only great things to come.
And you mentioned to me as you walked off that green on 9, you thought you had 63, 64 in you.
Yeah.
And save for two bogeys, you were there.
Yeah, no, look, like I said this morning, I promise you my goal was to shoot 63, and you know, I was really close. I had two holes that kind of got away from me, made two bogeys. If it wasn't for those two, it could have been lower than 63, but all in all, I'm not going to say anything bad about this run. Today's run was absolutely flawless.